Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
While it is the start of a hot weekend, there is a heat wave over Gauteng, the Limpopo Lowveld, the Limpopo Valley and the Western Bushveld area of Limpopo. Isolated afternoon showers and thunder showers can be expected over the east of Gauteng and the central and southeastern parts of Limpopo. For Mpumalanga, there's a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the escarpment. Pretoria and Rustenburg today up to 35, Joburg 33, Mbombela and Polokwane 34, Emalahleni a high of 32 degrees.
Pretoria on the N1 southbound, a stationary vehicle off the Gytfontein Road. It's causing queuing traffic.
The EFF is demanding an immediate review of NERSA's electricity tariff approval process. The National Energy Regulator announced yesterday that a tariff hike of 12.74% was approved for Eskom. That's for the 2025-26 financial year. The EFF has described this as unjustifiable and a decision that will inflict further severe financial distress on households and businesses. And shoplifting across the UK has spiked in recent months, costing stores a record £2.2 billion in losses. That's the equivalent of more than 50 billion rand. The British Retail Consortium says cases of retail violence and abuse increased by more than 50%. While rising food prices have been expected to be one of the main reasons for the spike in these crimes, the unexpected reason is also the increase in automated checkouts at shops. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well done to South Africa's under-19 women's cricket team. They have just advanced to the final of the under-19 T20 World Cup, beating Australia by 5 wickets in their semi-final in Kuala Lumpur. Batting first, the Aussies posted 105 for 8 in reply, South Africa reaching 106 for 5 in 18.1 overs. South Africa will face the winner of the second semi-final between India and England. They qualified for the semis after wins over Nigeria, New Zealand and Samoa. After finishing fourth at the Perth Sevens, the Blitzbox will have a mountain to climb for next month's Vancouver tournament after being drawn in the pool of death. South Africa grouped with the All Black Sevens, Ireland and the USA for the third last tournament of the regular season. The Joburg Super Kings remained in the hunt for the SA20 playoffs last night with an impressive 7-wicket victory over the table-topping Paarl Royals at the Wanderers. The Royals had already qualified for next week's playoffs along with my Cape Town, while the Super Kings remain locked in a battle with the Sunrisers East and Cape and the Pretoria Capitals for the remaining 2 spots. And more than pride at stake for Orlando Pirates when they take on Kaizer Chiefs at the FNB. That's tomorrow afternoon. The Buccaneers are in a title race with defending champions Mamelodi Sundowns. The Brazilians are 6 points ahead with a game in hand and will face Pirates a week later. Amakhosi are a long way off the pace. They're in 5th, but would love to spoil the party of their Soweto neighbours. Kickoff is at 3:30. I'm Colin Jinga. And that's a Jack of Sport.
Always ends the same when it was me and you. But every time I meet somebody new, it's like deja vu. Everyone disposable.